Well, happy June 1st. Happy June 1st. Please turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
把圣经翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书, 第二章.
We will be concluding part 3 of the sermon series, RCCA, We Are All Ministers.
我们讲了一个系列, 今天是讲这个系列最后一讲。 我们整个一个磐石都是牧者 所以请大家翻圣经到帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章
Okay, I'm just going to share a couple quick announcements as you turn to 1 Thessalonians. Number one, we will do communion at the end of the service.
我们将在今天的讲道结束以后再来分享圣餐。
We will also have a short graduation prayer at the end of the sermon.
我们也将会为今年毕业的孩子们有一个祷告。
Secondly, we just want to congratulate. Could all the graduates of 2014 please stand up?
2014年毕业的同学们，请你们站起来。
This would be a big. Actually, Olivia is the only high school graduate.
Olivia 将从高中毕业。
But please keep standing. And let's celebrate with your parents. Let's congratulate your parents as well.
让我们来请为你的父母也庆祝，请你们父母庆祝。
And technically, Sean actually, I mean, he's a high achiever. He graduated twice. So we celebrated 2 years ago, and I think we should celebrate a little bit today, right? Sean, where are you?
Sean已经毕业两次了。
He went to get water. Okay, we'll surprise him later on when he walks in. We'll clap for him when he walks in. Can I also have any middle schoolers or elementary school? That would be 5th graders going to 6th grade, 8th graders going to 9th grade. Josh, congratulations, Josh.
Josh.
Josh, you are officially a man now. Congratulations.
Josh.
Larry, good job.
Larry. 你们是真正的男人了,祝贺你们。
James, welcome James, good job. And is Eric here? Eric, are you going from 8th grade to 9th grade? No. You're going to 8th grade? You're going to 7th. Okay, we'll clap for you anyways. Okay, also, some of us are wearing shorts on stage because we came today from Top Golf. It was very hot outside. Thank you to the 46 people that came out. So, fantastic. Round of applause to everyone that came out.
今天上午我们有46个人去那个叫Top Golf的地方打高尔夫球进行活动 所以我们很多人直接穿着T恤就来了 请大家见谅
Okay, there was a few people that the way Top Golf works is you pay in the beginning and I'm not sure if all the youth had a chance to pay the parent sponsors that reserve the bay so youth, make sure you give your money or your appreciation and thank you to some of the parents I believe there's 4 or 5 men that paid for the different bays. So once again, thank you to them. This is of the homework assignment for summer. I'm kidding. This is David Siegel has put a lot of work into this. We are going to be having a basketball tournament. We finished golf today, and now we'll be doing the first inaugural Rock It Up 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
下面呢，我们今年夏天我们要有一个篮球的锦标赛。
So it's going to be from 2 to 4:30, and we're going to be doing this on a Sunday. So we'll give some more announcements about this next week, okay? So this will be a 3-on-3 outdoors. We're going to be playing out there by the park.
我们将要在教会结束以后,我们2点到4点半之间进行我们夏季的篮球锦标赛, 叫Rock It Up.
I'd also like to pay tribute to two special people who won this year's Fantasy Basketball League. In last place, it would be David Shen, who is in Dallas right now. In second last place, it was actually Wajin. But I want to pay tribute to number one and number two and on down the list. Could Ying please stand up? Ying has won first place, beating all the young boys, beating out her brother for first place in our fantasy basketball league.
Yeah. 终于赢了他的哥哥，赢了所有的男生女生。And
so you win a T-shirt courtesy of Austin Police Department and Crime Stoppers. So
他得到了一件T恤衫。
Congratulations!
祝贺你，周颖。Now
Joey, where's Joey?
Joey有没有在？
Joey, can you please come on up here? You came in second place to your sister.
Joey，你是。So
you also win a Crime Stoppers. Austin Police Department T-shirt here.
Congratulations, Joey. 第二名.
Exactly.
And then a notable third place was Commissioner League of the League, Ethan, as well as by Samuel, who's in Seattle. And yeah. Actually, Lorena came in fifth place. Lorena came fifth. Yeah. So good job.
接下来，那个 Samuel 和 Lorena 都有得到名次，但他们今天都不在这里。
Well, it's been about 2 months since I preached to you guys, and we started with talking about everyone in January is a minister.
我已经两个月好像没有跟大家在这里讲到了。我们这个系列开始是每个人都是一个牧者。
And then I followed up in April that if everyone's a minister, this position, and but the way it's described in 1 Thessalonians is it's actually described more as a parent.
然后呢，我们又渐渐说到，其实每个人都是一个父母。
And then describes the tender relationship that the Apostle Paul has with his co-workers as well as the people he cared for, he calls his children.
这就像使徒保罗和他的同工，他其实也称他们做他的孩子们。
And so, you know, the reason we do this work together is because there's much hurt and we live in a very broken world, right?
这个世界现在已经是充满破碎。
You know, of course, in Santa Barbara last week there was a tragedy, and actually this person, unfortunately, was you know, part Chinese, part Asian, and he killed some people. He killed three of his roommates. Then he proceeded to kill three people in the neighborhood, and he also continued to hurt 13 people. In his neighborhood. So this is that we live in a broken world.
其实在这个社会里面，上周圣塔芭芭拉就有一个美亚混血，他就杀死了他的同屋，也杀死了路上的三个人，而且他还计划要杀死更多的人，大概有13个。所以他现在后来自己也引弹身亡。所以这是一个破碎的世界。
We live in a hurting world.
我们这个世界也充满了痛苦。
Each of us has hurts.
每个人心上都有苦痛。
And so with that, today I'd like to open by each of us bowing down for a moment of silence for the victims, for the families. Three of the roommates that were killed were Chinese students.
所以让我们为在圣塔芭芭拉 那些受伤的亡灵们而默哀。
And so as people are having memorials right now, we believe that God hears us and that He cares for these people as well.
我们认为神能够听见我们，他能够帮助这些人。
So I'd like to open up for a moment of silence, some time of reflection and prayer, and then I'll close us.
让我们安静一下，然后我们祷告。
God, we come to you today and we learn that we need you.
亲爱的天父, 我们到这里来, 因为我们知道我们需要你,
and that we want to listen to you.
我们需要听见你的声音,
we need to hear your voice today.
我们今天就要听见你对我们说话,
we acknowledge we live in a broken world.
我们现在生活在一个破碎的世界里面,
one that desperately, desperately needs healing.
有这么多的灵魂等待, 治愈和拯救。
So help us today as we try to function better.
我们希望我们能够成为一个更完整的人。
As we try to serve the world and those around us better.
我们希望能够服务于这个世界更加好一点。
We ask you to be with us. In your name we pray.
我们希望你听见我们，以你的名义，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Begin today's sermon with this, that there is a lot of pressure being a parent. Parents, amen?
做父母的请我们阿们一下，因为我们是不是感觉到压力巨大？
I mean, parenting isn't easy. Sometimes there is so much going on.
有时候做父母实在有太多的事情需要我们来担心了。
And I mean besides the laundry.
除了洗衣服。
I mean besides the school projects, the practices.
作业。
The fundraising for school.
募捐.
I'm talking like the pressure of bringing home money so that our kids can have a better future.
我们不仅有压力要从外面带回收入来，让我们小孩能够有更好的未来。
The pressure that perhaps our language skill is getting surpassed by our own children who are growing up in this culture, in this society.
压力更来自于我们的孩子成长在这个环境里面，他们的语言和文化已经超过我们了。
And so there is great pressure in being a parent right now.
所以做父母，现在我们有巨大的压力。
And what I'd like to do today is to ignite a spark in you, especially as we prepare for summer together, as we celebrate June 1st, the launch of summer together.
今天我们庆祝六一，我们要在你这里点燃一个火焰。
And I hope that we can be motivated to do a little better job and to be a little more focused, especially as the youth move in, ignore the final 2 months of school. I want your summer together as a family to be the best summer you've had together.
我希望激励我们大家在暑假里，让我们以家庭的形式有一个更加好的暑假。
And although it's not always easy, and although sometimes we feel like we are doing it alone, it is going to be one of the most important and the most fulfilling things that you and I get to do together in this life.
有时候这样做并不容易，但是这样做非常重要。我们应该彼此激励，这是这个生命中最重要的事情。
We have a mission together today, and to look at just two verses.
让我们一起来看两段经文。
And in these two verses, I want us to find some things that might help us become a better parent, a better servant in our homes, for our church, and for beyond.
这两段经文将帮助我们成为更好的家长，帮助我们教会，在各种在更好的层面上成为更好的教会。
And so it's with that I'd like just to turn to our passage today.
让我们来看圣经。
To give us some context, we're going to read the few verses before verses 11 and 12.
这几节是在11和12之前的那几节，就在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章七节。
Okay, let me lead us in. I'll read the first slide, and then I'll give some instructions on the different slides. Verse 7. Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we love you so much.We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Could I get the youth to read the next slide?
让我们青少年读第二章。
Good job. And now let's get the adults and the parents and grandparents to read together this final slide.
我们来读第三章。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国、得他荣耀的神。
Let's read this together one last time together in Chinese or in English together.
我们一起念。
For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. I'd just like to spend 5 minutes on some basic review from the past 3-4 months. The first thing I'd like to say is say to your neighbor beside you, we are all ministers.
让我们对隔壁的人说，我们都是 minister.
One more time, we are all ministers.
我们都是服务神的人。
And so isn't it encouraging that Christ has given exactly the right gifts to you and to me and to this church for RCCA for this year for what is necessary to be accomplished?
所以神呢，给我们教会每一个人一些才干，让我们来做一些事情，为神做事。
And so in January, we said ministry belongs to everybody, and we must realize that the church will grow numerically when it's held together by what everybody supports. The emphasis here is the word everyone.
所以在一月份我们讲到神的服事是来自于我们每一个人，我们的重点是每一个。
And it is God's intention that every member of the congregation does the work, and as everyone does their part, the church is built up in unity, in love, in size, and in strength.
所以神的计划呢是教会的每一个员工都为教会一起来做同工，这样教会就在团结合一里成长。
So if I had to summarize the first sermon, it would be with one position. And can you guess what the position is? It's the position of a minister, right? So imagine that, the word minister, that's what the first position was. Good.
所以我的第一讲的内容是服事。
But the most important thing to emphasize,and teach and preach then and today is that the minister actually was not the key word I want you to remember. The key word I want you to remember is that the minister is a servant. So now we have two positions, a minister and a servant. So now we got two positions from this passage.
所以更重要的是呢，我们不仅仅是做一个牧者和服事的人，更重要的是做一个能够为神所用的人。
So the paradox of Christian leadership is that the leader is not the boss,But he's actually a servant. He or she is a servant.
所以这在圣经里的一个似是而非呢，就是一个领导者，不仅仅是一个老板，而是一个服务的人。
So from those verses that we just read and gave some background, verse 7, basically it goes like this. The minister, the servant, is like a mother with her young children. He is to love them so much he's be willing to share the gospel, but his life, he'll be ready for them to be a burden to him, but not be a burden to them. And then lastly, a minister / servant is to be like a father in encouragement he gives to his children.
所以我今天讲到的背景呢，就是说我们其实就像父母和孩子，我们不仅是爱我们的孩子，我们同时也是服务我们的孩子，就像一个父亲和母亲对他的孩子要有一定的鼓励，要有一定的分享和领导。
So what are the two positions already we talked about? It's a minister, a servant, and then in verse 12, Paul beautifully transitions into this word here, father and mother. So that's now a third position that's introduced in the passage, right?
所以我们第三点呢，就是说不仅仅前面讲的是做牧者、做仆人，第三点呢是做父母。
And so we said that there's a minister, we're all servants, and then we are all spiritual fathers and mothers to the next generation.
所以我们不仅都是牧养人的人，我们而且是我们下一代的灵上的一个父母。
Say it together with me, RCC, we are each a minister. Good.So, and as we transition to the last two verses, we see that the picture now is a position of father and mother, which means that for youth, you guys are the spiritual fathers and mothers to Awana kids, to VBS people that might be in your classes, to kids like Grayson, my son. And to adults, some of you might have kids already, and they've grown up and you're empty nesters, but you can still be an inspiration to those of us that are young parents, and especially to the youth.
所以从这个属灵的意义来说呢，即便你只是一个青少年，你其实也是在更小的孩子上，你可能是他们属灵上的父母和长辈。对于我们成人来说，也许你的孩子已经都长大了，但是你依然可以在属灵上激励他们，和他们在一起。
So we let me continue on here. So Pope John Paul said a very profound statement. The most important church is the one that the father and the mother are the ministers of.The family, which once again means if you have some children or if you're married, that actually you are a double minister because you are part of a church, a local church in your home.
这里是罗马教皇保罗二世就说过这样一个意义深远的话。他说在一个教会里一个重要的事情呢，是每个人实际上是双重身份。你不仅在家里牧养你的家，你其实在教会里也牧养别人。
So whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you go to church,Whether you come here and you help out with the older, younger, there's someone, especially said, if the youth can be spiritual fathers and mothers, then everybody here is a spiritual father and mother. And youth, I need you to be a spiritual father and mother to Grayson.
所以不管你的婚姻状况，你都可以成为别人的某一些人的属灵上的一个父母。比如说青少年，你就可以成为我的儿子 Grayson 的属灵上的父母。
And so when we come back to here, it's kind of confusing because from verse 7 to 12, we already know four positions. So which one are you supposed to be? And here's the deal, that there is position and then there's function.
所以我们这里要澄清几个概念。
And by the time as we get to the sermon today, we realize that actually what Paul's saying is that no matter what position you have, and because positions change.
不管你的身份怎么样，因为你的身份会变化的。
Function is more important than position.
你的功能比你的身份更重要。
Function trumps position.
你的功能大于远远大于你的身份。
And so functionally, last time we explored this one word here, encouragement.
所以上次我们从功能上讲，我们要鼓励。
And today we're going to focus on the word comfort and the word urge.
今天我们要集中讲什么是安慰，什么是激励。
And so we, last time we talked about parenting.
上次我们讲了如何做父母。
What is the chief objective of parenting? And we want to know why is it important to know what the objective is.
做父母的主要目标是什么？我们为什么需要知道这个目标？
The objective of parenting is...The goal of parenting, of all parenting, but especially of Christian parenting, is found in verse 12, that people may live lives worthy of God.
所以做父母的终极目标呢，就是要帮助他的小孩子过一个配得神的生活。
And once we have this objective, then we need a process. And so Scripture has given us a process in Deuteronomy and in Ephesians. And when we extrapolate that process, we sit there and then realize who has modeled this process for us, and that would be
Jesus.
Jesus.
然后呢，我们又说，既然我们已经知道目标了，那么我们就要知道方法。那方法嘛，就在那个生命记等等章节中彰显出来，啊，告诉我们耶稣基督本身就给我们做了一个非常好的如何做父母的楷模。
And so with all the books out there on Amazon about how to raise children, how to raise them, so they're not entitled, how so that they can be servant leaders, or how they can, how to discipline your child, there's a process which Scripture gives us.
所以无论你在亚马逊上看到怎样做父母的宝典，实际上他们都基于在圣经上的这些经文里面。
A lot of you guys asked me for the slide last time about Jesus' identity. I'm going to put it up here one more time for you. So when we talk about a role model for self-identity, Jesus, he was secure in his identity. When we talk about how do you know if you're loved by your parents, he knew he was loved by his father, Matthew chapter 3. His positive sense of self allowed him to withstand criticism. His positive sense of self allowed him to relate to those less fortunate,rather than building his image by relating only to the rich and the powerful. And, you know, it continues on there.
这些经文呢，都是耶稣基督如何在这些圣经上说明他是有一个非常好的一个自我认知意识，他是如何给我们做榜样的。
So there is a person in Scripture who actually is a model for us on how to parent and has been parented by people that really cared and loved for him well.
所以作为这样的榜样，我可以分享这些 slide 给你，就是说他真的是让我们能够看到有这样一个人，他可以分享他的爱，并且从这个在这个圣经上就能够常常看到他的形式。
And so last time we unpacked the first part of the process, which is we need to encourage our children.
所以上一次呢，我们第一部分就说我们应当做父母的应当来鼓励我们的孩子。
This is a very powerful statement. Did you know that it takes about 10 words of encouragement to undo just one negative comment?
如果你批评了小孩一次的话，负能量的话，你需要有十个字来把它掰回这个局面。
I mean, husbands, have you ever told your wife that her cooking is terrible?
丈夫们，你有没有跟你妻子说你做饭太难吃了？
I waited 7 years before Lorena cooked for me again after...I said that. I just.
我说了这句话以后呢，
something along the lines of I said my mother's cooking was better. I said something like my mother's cooking was better or something like that. And for 7 years, I was. That's right, Sean, do that. Right. No.
我记得我有一次跟 Lorena 说，你做饭没有你做的这个饭，我妈妈做的更好吃。所以 Lorena 有七年没有给我做饭。
So that's an 8-to-1 ratio. She like 7-8 years. This is a 10-to-1 ratio.
所以这个是一到七年的比例，这个是一和十的比例。
So we last time shared 4 practical ways to encourage. I'm just going to go through these slides real quick.
所以我们来复习一下上次的四个非常有用的如何来。
Number one, we encourage with our presence, and there's an example of this once again in Scripture. We encourage with our touch.
我们以陪伴，我们以触摸来陪伴，来鼓励我们的孩子。
We encourage with God's word.
我们用神的话语来鼓励孩子们。
We encourage with our words.
我们用我们的话语来鼓励我们的孩子们。
So very, very, very important, right? When someone's in trouble, if we just quote scripture at them without personalizing it, sharing perhaps our story or our empathy, it's just going to come across like a greeting card to them, not scripture.
所以我们在鼓励人的时候，我们不仅仅用圣经上的话，我们要有感同身受，用自己的经验来跟别人分享。
And so we focused a lot, and we focused one sermon encouragement because encouragement is more important than any other aspect of child raising. It is so important that the lack of it can be considered the basic cause of misbehavior.
So, 一个小孩如果在行为上出问题的话，那他的根源就是最重要的就是这个小孩没有得到充足的鼓励。
And I've worked with youth a long time. When I see a misbehaving youth, they're usually a discouraged youth.
所以呢，我跟在青少年工作的这几年里面，我发现如果有一个青少年他的行为上有问题的话，他一定是一个经常被打击的一个青少年。
Okay, we now need to pick it up into what I'm really very, very excited to share with you today.
那我们今天当复习完了鼓励以后，我们今天要进入今天的话题。
Now, if it's said that encouragement is the most important aspectbehind the motivation behind child raising, I'm going to say that these two are a close second and a close third.
所以鼓励是第一重要的话，那我现在讲的这个是第二和第三重要的。
Please read this together with me.
请我们一起来读。
We need to comfort our children.
我们要安慰我们的孩子。
I want you to pause and look at that statement, and I want you to think about one thing that you did this week to comfort your children?
你这个礼拜有没有做些事情来安慰你的小孩呢？
Now, youth, you don't have children, but I want you to think about one thing then in your context. What is one thing that you did to encourage someone either, in your sphere of responsibility or perhaps someone like teachers? Did you comfort any teachers or anyone older around you?
如果你没有小孩的话，那你看看你有没有安慰你周围的人呢？
Theologically, what aspect of God reminds us of this word comfort?
从神学上说，圣经里的哪一个词语来提醒我们安慰这个字呢？
The Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit, we're told, is the great comforter.
因为圣灵就是一个巨大的安慰，它其实就是一个保惠师。
John 14 verse 26, but the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act in my behalf, will teach you all things.
约翰福音十四章二十六节就是说这个圣灵就是有各种各样不同的作用来安慰我们。
And not only that is the Holy Spirit works with Jesus and with the Father. We find in 2 Corinthians, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Amen?
哥林多后书一章三到四节也说颂扬归于神和我们主耶稣的天父，因为他是有这样的同爱心和我们在一起。我们可以找哥林多后书二章，哥林多后书一章三到四节。
Our God is an awesome comforter. Would you agree?
我们的神是这样一个伟大的保惠师，你是不是同意呢？
I'm sure that there's been many times this year alone that you have found great comfort in Him.
当你在孤独的时候，你能够在圣灵里面寻到巨大的安慰。
But sometimes we need something else in addition to God's comfort.
但是有时候呢，单单从圣经里和神来的安慰还不够，我们还需要其他的安慰。
Ann Gilbert writes, to help our four-year-old overcome her fear of the dark, her father and I always reassured her at bedtime that God is watching over her.
有一个作家叫 Ann Gilbert, 他有一次写到，我们四岁的小孩对黑暗有一个恐惧。所以有一次呢，小孩我就和孩子的爸爸告诉他，神在看顾你。
And so one night after Ann had gone to bed, she felt a tap on her shoulder.
有一天晚上，她睡觉的时候，她感觉到有人在轻轻地敲她的肩膀。
Listen to this. The boy said, "Mommy," a familiar voice spoke up. "I know God's in there with me, but I need somebody with skin."
他的孩子跟他说，妈妈，我知道神就在陪我在一起，但是我需要有一个有皮肤的人和我在一起。
Sometimes the person with skin on that your children need is you.
所以有时候呢，你的孩子需要这样一个有皮肤的人，这个人就是你。
Listen carefully. You and I are our children's comforter. They need us.
所以你我就是我们孩子的保惠师，他们需要我们。
There will be times when our child or children will need our comfort. There will be times when they fall or they fail or they get hurt emotionally or physically. And our comfort at those times show that we care, that we love them.
当孩子们跌倒受伤的时候，他们会找到我们，那我们就需要对孩子们说，我们就是你的保护和安慰。
You are your children's comforter. They need you.
所以请记住，我们的孩子需要你来安慰他们。
It is important that your children see your home, our homes, as a place of comfort.
你的孩子也需要看到你们的家就是这个安慰。
Do you remember, for some of you, when they were small and they would fall down and they would perhaps skin their knee?
是不记得四岁的时候，你小孩四岁的时候有可能摔一跤，膝盖受伤了。
They'd come crying to you.
他们哭着跑着。
You would doctor their knee.Put on that important band-aid.
你就帮他们处理伤口，给他们敷上邦迪。
And then they'd be off again.
然后他们就又走了。
You are your children's comforter. They need you.
所以你就是这样安慰你小孩的。
Why did they come running home without even thinking about it?
为什么他们不假思索就能回来呢？
Because they knew home was a place of comfort.
因为他们知道家就是他们的安慰的安慰所。
Well, as our children get older and older, maybe they don't fall down and skin their knees as much.
当孩子越来越大的时候，有可能他们就很少在膝盖上受伤了。
But boy, they still get hurt, don't they?
但是他们依然受伤。
And when they do, it should be our goal as a parent that they should still feel they can come running home to get some comfort.
一旦他们受伤，我们家长就应该时刻准备好，他们回来找我们。
To be told that everything will be okay.
我们要告诉他们一切都会好起来的。
You are your children's comforter. They need you.
所以你就是你孩子所需要的保惠师。
That even one day after they graduate high school, they can still come home as a place of comfort.
即便他们进入大学了，他们都可以回来寻找安慰。
That even as time transpires, as they graduate from college, they get married, they have children, that they can still come to you.As parents,
当时光飞逝，他们以后哪怕结婚生子，大学毕业，他们都可以回来，在你这里寻找他们需要的安慰。
That they can still feel and come running home to get some comfort.
他们应该能够随时感觉到他们可以回来。
To be told that everything will be okay.
然后他们可以听到你说一切都会好的。
You are your children's comforter, and they will continue to need you.
你是你孩子的保惠师，他们继续需要你。
And I want to see this as twofold today, that not only in our homes, which is our families, but yes, indeed, at our church here at RCCA.
所以这是双方面的，不仅仅是家庭，其实对于教会来说也是这样的。
To me, the word comfort means many things in regards to raising Grayson.
对我来说，这个安慰呢，就是我在养育 Grayson 过程中有许多的事情。
It means that our home...is a place that is safe, a secure place, a place where he knows he is accepted with people that care about him.
第一层意义呢，我希望我的儿子知道，家是他永远被接纳的地方，是一个安全的地方。
A place where Lorena and I will always be on his side.
家是一个我跟 Lorena 永远跟他站在一起的地方。
It is our goal that, like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, for Grayson, that there is no place like home.
就像有一本小说叫《绿野仙踪》里面的 Doris 说的一样，这个世界上没有任何地方可以比得上家，这是我和 Lorena 的目标。
Is that how our children view home?
这是不是我们小孩如何看待家这个地方呢？
Is that how our children or our youth view church?
这是不是我们这些孩子看教会这个地方呢？
It has been our two-year goal that this would be a place for you guys to call home.
这是我的目标，这是我们的目标，是希望大家能够称磐石为家。
So I know it's hard sometimes to figure out what we do or say in order to comfort someone, so I'm just going to give you a checklist of two things that we can kind of go through to comfort somebody.
有时候我们不知道怎样才能算是安慰别人了，所以现在有两个具体的事情我们可以做。
A little girl came home from her neighbor's house where her little friend, unfortunately had passed away.
有个女孩从邻居家回来，她这个邻居家的小女孩刚刚去世。
Why did you go over there? Questioned her father.
她的爸爸说：“你为什么去她家呢？”
To comfort her mother, said the little girl.
小女孩说：“我去安慰她的妈妈。”
But you're so young. What could you do to comfort her?
你还这么小，你怎么能够去安慰大人呢？
And then she said, I climbed into her lap and cried with her.
小女孩说：“我只是爬到她的膝盖上去，跟她一起哭。”
Sometimes just being there is enough.
有时候你只要出现就可以了。
The scripture is true and valid when it says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn." Romans chapter 12, verse 15.
罗马书十二章十五节说：“与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭。”
And then secondly, we comfort with our empathy.
所以陪伴以外，我们用我们的同理心来安慰旁人。
And one thing is we keep in mind here as we comfort is not to act like the way that someone feels is no big deal.
所谓同理心并不是一个同情心，不是说哎呀你这样的事情没有什么大不了的。
Like the person is being silly to feel this way.
你完全没有必要如何伤心的。
I mean, if it is a big deal to them and that they are hurt, then they need our comfort.
所以同理心是站在别人的立场上，为别人想。
And this is hard because this kind of goes against the grain of our culture.
这个对中国人来说文化上比较难。
So we are our children's comforter. They need you. They need you. So far we have this right, right? We are our children's comforter, and we need to give encouragement. We got this? We got these two essential ingredients?
所以我们现在讲的两点是，一个是鼓励，一个是安慰。
Then we move into, we need to urge our children because we are their cheerleaders.
第三点，我们要讲到的是，我们将要激励我们的小孩，因为我们是他们的拉拉队。
We need to urge to motivate them to live a life worthy of God.
我们要激励他们来过一个配得上神的生活。
And understand that the right kind of motivation can get people to do some pretty amazing, incredible things.
所以真正的激励是让激发这个人本身的动力来做一些不可思议的事情。
The word urge there, if I could paraphrase that in the year 2014, they would be the word cheerleader. We are to be cheerleaders for people.
所以激励这个字我想用另外一个字来表达，就是我们要给他们做拉拉队。
Because if you are not your children's cheerleader when they need you, if you don't cheer them on, I guarantee you someone else will.
所以当你孩子需要有个人为他们欢呼和鼓劲的时候，如果你这个时候不去给他们做拉拉队，那我告诉你，别人就会给他们去鼓劲，给他们做拉拉队。
If you don't lead them, someone else will.
如果你不给他们做领袖，那别人就会来带领他们。
If you don't teach them,Someone else will.
如果你不教导你的孩子，那别人就会来教导你的孩子。
So we need to urge, we need to motivate our children to do lives worthy to God. We need to be their cheerleader. So once again, I ask the question, how do we do that?
那我们如何才能给孩子们做拉拉队呢？
How do we do that so it doesn't become nagging?
我们常常就做，其实我们常常做到的是唠叨。
So the way that we urge our children, the key to understanding this is the Greek word here in the text for urge was actually marturo. Say marturo with me. Marturo.
这个字的词根 urge 的词根是希腊语叫 marturo.
Which means to bear witness.
Marturo 的意思是做一个旁观者。
And it's eventually how in English we get the noun form of this word is where we get our word martyr.
对不起，是做一个见证者。那这个名词呢，在英文就变成了一个屠杀者。
So if we have bear witness, we know that the modern day word martyr is also death by example.
所以今天的这个屠杀呢，以前也就是死亡。
So listen closely to this, because the first and best way is by being an example for our children.
所以最好的方式就是你成为你孩子的楷模。
We live a life that is worthy of God. We give them an up close and personal example of what it means to live a life that is worthy of God.Parents, don't expect your kids to live it if you are not living it.
如果你自己不能够做一个配得上神的生活的话，那你的孩子也很难过得上这样的得胜的生活。
So parents, what kind of example are we living? Are we living a life worthy of God? If they really followed our example, would God be pleased?
所以当我们首先能够这样自己就能做到的话，那我们小孩也能做到，那神才会真正的喜悦。
Pay close attention to these two verses, Titus chapter 2. He, in everything, set them an example by doing what is good.
所以这里是提多书二章七节说，你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样，在教训上要正直端正。
Okay, so I underlined it, but if you can in your Bible, circle it or underline it so you know it's important. Circle, set them an example and doing what is good. And then in 1 Timothy, circle, watch your life.And doctrine closely, persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
所以在提摩太前书四章十六节，这是第二个重要的经文，是说你们要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样才能救自己，又能救所听你的人。所以这是希望你们把这个划线部分的重点经文给记住。
Parents, it is time for us to get serious and stop playing around.If we want our children to live lives worthy of God, then we need to start living the kind of life ourselves.
所以父母们，你们如果想要孩子们过一个配得神属灵的生活，那我们自己首先要有这样的一个榜样。
You are your children's cheerleader and prime example. They need you. If you don't give them an example, they will find another example.
如果你不能够给小孩榜样的话，那小孩子会从别人身上找到榜样。
Here's a very practical example. How do you view your job?How do you come home? Are you happy? Are you angry? Are you frustrated with life? Do you argue with your spouse? I mean, what kind of future then do your kids look forward to 15, 20, 25 years from now.
那个具体的例子是, 家长们, 你们从上班的地方回家, 你们是怎样回家的? 你们是带着怒气, 还是高高兴兴的回来, 还是, 非常的, 愤懑的回来? 你的所行, 你的所行就是你孩子的榜样, 他们将会效仿你。
Why would they want to move forward into life if the life ahead is not something that they can look forward to?
如果你不能给他们做一个正面能量的榜样的话, 那孩子们则没有理由更加希望盼望走入这样一个好的未来。
There's an old Scottish poem which kind of sums this up. It says, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely show the way. The eye's a better pupil, more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear.
这是一首诗歌。 诗歌是说，我宁可看见一个讲道，而不是听见一个；我宁可看到有一个人和我同行，而不是给我指路。我的眼睛比我的耳朵更好，我更需要寻找新的榜样，我更需要找到好的榜样。
One last thing here about urging our children. There is one part of urging I want to talk about, and like setting an example, it is essential in helping urge our children to live lives worthy of God. It's a tough word, because the word is discipline.
所以第二条呢,一个非常重要的元素呢,就是如何来, 纪律我们的小孩,如何来管教我们的孩子。
I only have a minute or two to develop this, so I'm just going to say a few brief things, and I'd like to recommend a book by Bob Barnes. Here's the link on Amazon.
所以时间关系，让请允许我先推荐一本这样的书，是由 Bob Barnes 写的，叫 Who Is in Charge Here?
And this book goes along with Proverbs 13:24 about he who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. And Proverbs 19: Discipline your son, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to his death.
这本书的根据是箴言13:24，不忍用杖打儿子的是。 恨恶他，疼爱儿子的，随时管教。还有箴言19:18，趁有指望，管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。
See, because if we talk about encouragement and comfort, a lot of people think, especially culturally, we just say it's too positive. So this part, I know everyone's perked up, right? This is like discipline is part of our culture.
所以刚才我们讲的要鼓励一个孩子，要怎样安慰一个孩子，好像都是非常正面的。但这一部分呢，是要如何管教一个和孩子。
So in agreement with our culture, I'm going to say this. A disciplinary plan is a system that establishes boundaries for our children and allows a child to make decisions concerning those boundaries.
所以管教一个孩子呢，就是给小孩设立一个限度，让小孩在这个范围里面做他们的决定。
This is the part missing from our culture.
这一部分我们常常不能够做到。The
parent, of course, the parent enforces the boundaries while loving the child.
这里面最关键的是父母要给小孩设定界限，这个界限是建立于爱的基础上的。The
child is taught then to accept the responsibility, consequences, as well as rewards for his or her behavior.
我们教小孩要有责任感，而且当他们做一件事情要有承担后果。So
when I say that we are children's cheerleader, they need us, but we are not rewarding or cheering on bad behavior. Destructive behavior.
当我们给小孩做拉拉队，鼓励他们的好的行为的时候，我并不是说让大家给他做拉拉队，他做错的事情也给他同样的欢呼。So
this goes back to one thing: teach them, show them how they can break their patterns by breaking ours.
所以我想要说的事情就是，我们要教导小孩做他们做对的事情，做他们应当做的事情，并且我们以身作则。
There's one thing about using discipline to urge your child to live a life worthy of God. It only works if you are setting the proper example. Otherwise, your discipline will lead to resentment.
如果你的管教不能够基于自己首先以身作则的情况，那你的管教很有可能就产生出憎恨和愤怒。I've
done youth ministry for 21 years now.
我已经有21年做青少年的侍奉了。Most
bad behavior is learned and observed not at school, not from their friends, not at church, but from parents and home.
很多青少年身上体现出来的坏的一些行为，并不是从他的朋友身上学的，也不是从学校里学的，也不是从教会学的，而是从他们的父母和家里学来的。
And so I want to close with this. Remember what I said, that the church is only as strong as the members and families that make up the body.
所以我想说，一个教会只有当他的教会成员的家庭健康和健壮了，这个教会才能健康。
Too strong a discipline has caused much resentment and has broken up many families.
如果一个家庭有许多的愤恨的话，那这个家庭离破碎就不远了。
And then in turn, many churches have been broken and destroyed by resentment.
同理，如果一个教会有许多的愤怒和憎恨的话，那个教会也会破碎的。
There has to be a better way.
所以一定要把这个事情做得更好一点。
And there is.
这样有更好的方法。
We know this.
我们都知道有更好的方法。
We receive comfort from the Holy Spirit.
我们从我们圣灵那里得到了安慰。
We have Jesus, our Savior, who empathizes with us.
耶稣基督跟我们在一起，给我们很多的同理心。
We have a cheerleader constantly spurring us on to do good deeds.
我们也有很多人鼓励我们，欢呼我们。每当我们做对事的时候，我们得到很多的鼓励。
I want you to look around the room right now. Just take a break.Look around the room and look at the fine examples of urging people that help us to live lives worthy of God. Just take a look around the room right now.
环顾四周，看看这个房间里有没有人曾经激励过你。
At Olivia's graduation, I think it was the principal, right, Olivia, who said, this will be the last time that, or maybe it was the student body president said, this will be the last, look at the room. This will be the last time that all of us together will be in this configuration. We'll never see each other again, all together. And that's true. That's true because we have some peopleIn this room that are graduating, we have some people that are moving to, what's that country, the Netherlands?
Yeah, 每次我们聚会的会众都是
And I really, I like this guy in the red sweater. I think he's pretty cool.
所以我每次相聚都是不容易的，都是很唯一的。
And you know, Wei Wen and Ko Min have been great models. Would you agree? Great models.
所以慧文他们是给我们非常好的一个榜样。
We have great models and mentors of discipline, of urging us, of comfort, of encouragement all around us.
所以就在我们教会里，柯明和慧文给我们这样一个好的榜样，给我们鼓励，给我们安慰，给我们激励。
So let's say this together. Let's read this together. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles.So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Our God is an awesome comforter and cheerleader of His children. Would you agree?
所以这是哥林多后书一章三到四节，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，他有安慰的神。在我们一切的患难中，他安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样逼迫和患难的人。所以大家是不是都同意，神本身就是一个非常非常好的安慰者和拉拉队呢？
So we close with this. Youth, how many wish that their parents would listen to them more?
所以青少年
Sean raised his hand first. How many wish that their parents would be more encouraging?
多少青少年希
望他的父母能够更加激励他们，安慰他们。How many wish that they would be more
comforting? 能够更加激励他们。
How many wish their parents urge you to live lives worthy of God? Everyone's pretty much raising their hands earlier. Some have their feet up too. Now, parents, how many wish that their I actually meant to say youth, but how many wish that their children would listen to them more?
所以父母多少人希望你的孩子能够更加听你话？
How many wish that their children would be more encouraging?I got hands raised. How many people wish that their children would be more comforting to them?
Dave
Seela has both hands up.
能够给他们安慰。
And how many parents wish that their children would urge them to live lives worthy of God?
有多少父母希望孩子能够反过来激励你过一
个属
于你
的生活。 See, as you raise both hands, you're actually praying over each other right now. That's what you're doing. You're praying over each other right now. See, youth and parents and grandparents...We need each other's help as much as you need the other person's. That's something to prayerfully consider, isn't it?
所以我们的孩子、父母、祖父母，实际上我们需要彼此来获得安慰、获得鼓励。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to ask the class of 2014 Her name is Olivia. To come on up, she wanted to say a few words. And come on up, Olivia.
Olivia, 来发表毕业感言。
Olivia, do you need a translator, or are you going to be bilingual? Oh, you'll translate. Wonderful.
All right, so this is my speech, I guess. I'm not really sure how exactly to describe high school because it is an interesting concept. I entered high school as one person, and I came out a modified version of my former self. It's safe to say that if given the chance, I would never go back or repeat high school, but I would never regret the things that happened or the experiences I faced. Freshman year was the best year out of all of my 4 years. I was young, I didn't know any better, and I still possessed that childlike innocence. Grades were important, and school was stressful, but I don't remember the stress. I remember laughter, new friends, and near-death experiences running across Parmer for Starbucks and frozen yogurt. Sophomore year was a blur to me, almost like a dream that I don't remember. I experienced the infamous high school drama for the first time ever, and I think that's about all I remember, or let myself remember. Junior year was stressful. Grades became the only thing that ever mattered, and it became harder to make good grades, sadly. Senior year, the supposed golden year, where you get to kick back and relax, was completely the opposite, yet not at the same time. My classes were hard, homework was abundant, and the stress always present, but it was still filled with fun, laughter, and joy. The drama continued, and at a much higher rate, but it was still a fun and memorable year. These past 4 years, although difficult, has helped shape me into the person that I am today. I've learned to listen to the stories and experiences of others and learn from their mistakes. I've learned that stress is a part of life that no one can get rid of. I've learned that sometimes the only thing you can ever do for a friend is to listen and hope they'll be all right. Most importantly, I've realized that when the days are cold and the cards all fold, you're not alone. God is always walking right next to you, and when your dreams all fail, it was then that he carried you. So I want to thank the aunts and uncles of this church for giving me encouragement. Thank you for giving me advice and taking the time to talk to me and broaden my horizons. 所以我想谢谢大家给我鼓励和温暖。谢谢你们跟我聊天，我跟你们学了很多。I want to thank Paul, Arena, and the rest of the youth group for being supportive and caring. Thanks for making me feel included and welcome.我想谢谢 Paul, Lorena 和那个青少年团契，谢谢你们关怀我和跟我一块聊天和玩。To my brother Miguel, thank you for all the fun times, bro. I know you're gonna miss me so much. You'll cry and then you'll be like, don't go, but no, you're not. I promise I'll come bother you frequently with my excessive singing and drive you up the wall with my nonsensical actions. And just remember, laughing out loud is good for you, but LOL, not so much.谢谢我的弟弟，他就是像我一个陪伴一样，像我的朋友，像我最好的朋友。谢谢你跟我一块玩，跟我聊天啊，我可以跟你说什么都行，所以谢谢你。To my parents, thank you for all you've done and for catering to my every whim. Thank you for your support and kindness. I've learned a lot from you guys, and thank you also for paying for my college and education. I know it's expensive. I really, really appreciate it. 谢谢我的爸爸妈妈，谢谢你们。把我从小长养到大，谢谢你们帮着我很多，我跟你学了很多东西，好，谢谢你用你自己的钱给我付我的学校的费，我知道特别特别的贵，也是很感谢。To my grandparents, thank you for taking care of me these past few years. Thank you for nursing me back to health when I'm sick and making chicken noodle soup. Thank you for telling me funny stories about your past experiences in childhood. 我想谢谢我的爷爷奶奶，谢谢你把我从小带到大，谢谢你给我做饭啊，给我就是说我生病的时候陪着我啊，给我吃药啊那些给我很多给我带了很多的温暖，谢谢你。然后我要谢谢你给我讲很好听的故事啊，有很有效的故事，然后你从小长大的那些故事，谢谢。Most importantly, I want to thank God for putting me on this earth. Thank you for placing trials and tribulations in my life, because without them, I would still be that naive little girl. Thank you for walking next to me and carrying me when life became too much. 我也想谢谢主耶稣，因为要是不是他，我不会存在。所以谢谢他把我 ，I guess 放在这个地图上 ，No。地球上 ，Sorry guys， due to the map， 所以，谢谢你跟着我一辈子，我知道你不你永远会在我身边。
Very good. So Olivia, can you tell everyone where you're going to school next year?
I'm going to UT Austin, so I'll try to come back and visit.
Wonderful. Okay. Let's have Olivia and the middle school graduates, the high school graduates, can you line up in the row in the front? So I have Olivia and some of like Joshua and some of the other middle school and the high school graduates. Come on, line up in the front.
初中和高中的毕业生，请大家上台来，站在前面。
Why don't you line up in the front? All right, there was James, there was Larry. Come on up. All right, let's congratulate them, the graduates for this year. And then the youth are going to come on up, and then Billy is going to pray a prayer over your grad class. Come on up.
Billy, 为我们祷告。
All right, let's pray together. Billy's going to lead us in prayer. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll have a cake afterwards and celebrate with you guys. Please be seated. Let's prepare ourselves for the Holy Communion. Let's have the ushers come to the front now. We'll have the ushers and the elder come to the front. So we celebrate the Lord's Supper, Communion, the Eucharist, the first week of every month. Today is June 1st, so we celebrate today. I'd like to read from you from Mark chapter 10, as well as Corinthians. So we learned today that the minister is a servant, and the ultimate servant is Jesus. This is Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you have time and time again reminded us how selfless you were and how much you loved us, and that love came in the form of service and sacrifice and martyrdom. God, you are the epitome of what we learned today about urging us to live lives worthy of God. And we come to the table today, we partake of your bread to be reminded that we want to recommit ourselves to that sacrifice that you did. And as we move forward in the months and the weeks ahead, may we remember to sacrifice ourselves for the needs of those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.